Greetings. My name is Vince Williams. I'm the president and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council. The hashtag BuyDiverse podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, provides a voice to minority-owned businesses and entrepreneurs, as well as to corporations seeking to meet their diversity, equity, and inclusion goals strategically and intentionally. Hear the stories of certified minority-owned businesses and learn about their journeys, challenges, best practices, and successes. Also, discover Chicago MSDC's robust offerings to support business owners with certification, advocacy, connecting, and developing. Founded in 1968, Chicago MSDC is the premier organization that advances business opportunities for its certified Asian, Black, Hispanic, and Native American entrepreneurs. Contact us at www.chicagomsdc.org or buydiverse.net. This is Vince Williams, President and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, and you're listening to hashtag BuyDiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC. What you can expect from our podcast, firsthand success stories, business opportunities that are within the pipeline, best practices, advocacy, mentorship, how and why companies should join us. All on WGN. So welcome to hashtag BuyDiverse by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Today, our guest is Jaime DiPaolo, President and CEO of the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce's mission is to cultivate knowledge, connections, and collaboration to effect transformational social change and achieve sustainable economic impact through entrepreneurship. The partnership that IHCC and Chicago MSDC has are very valued and fueled on community and working with business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals to empower them together. Jaime, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vince. A pleasure to be here, and I do appreciate the invitation. And, you know, you mentioned it, we are working together for the better good of our communities. And that's what we stand for, and our job day-to-day is to make sure every company we deal with have the proper access and the proper opportunities to create wealth for themselves and for our community.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, that's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, the Black and brown community, if you will, have had really a challenging time during this pandemic. And I know that, you know, the work that we both collectively do together kind of circles around how we can continue to provide these resources for sustainability. Can you talk about maybe some of the programs and resources that IHCC is providing for these entrepreneurs and businesses?
Yeah, certainly. Yes. First of all, we are Chamber of Commerce. We have many paying members that we do, you know, the events, and we do the network events.
Yeah.
We're very happy to be opening up and do, you know, we just had a golf outing and you were our guest.
That was phenomenal. Thank you.
There was about 200 golfers there trying to play golf.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool.
It was a beautiful day out.
It was a beautiful day. But, you know, any time you get an opportunity to talk to business owners or projects and talk about your projects, it's a good opportunity for you as a business person.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, on the chamber, we have many programs funded by the federal government and the state, like the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, that takes you, if you have an idea in a business, you walk into our office, and we'll make sure you give you the proper coaching so you can formalize your business and then walk out with a business base. And we also have a PTAC, a Procurement Technical Assistance Center, that helps companies access government contracting, which is, at the end of the day, the government, the U.S. government is the biggest consumer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure every minority company has access to those contracts. And I don't mean just go and build a road. They buy bread, they buy toilet paper, they buy water.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's in business, I suggest, is a minority-owned company, my suggestion is to become certified so they can have access to those contracts. And that's what we do. We also have a contract with the U.S. Department of Transportation that we help companies, you know, help them bid for U.S. Department of Transportation projects. And I just don't mean roads. It means water and air. So There's jobs at the airport. They need minority contractors. There's jobs at the Naval Academy here in Waukegan. They need minority contracts. So we'll get you these links if you get minority contractor. We'll get, make sure you get certified so we can have access to those contracts. In many other programs, so for example, we have the Latinx Incubator, one of a kind in the world. Then we partner with 1871, which is like the daddy of all incubators. That's where our office is, Vince. I don't know if you knew that. But
I did, yeah.
We
had the Merchandise Mart in Chicago, right? 1871.
That's right. So our office, as we speak, I'm speaking from the Merchandise Mart here. And,
phenomenal.
And we have the Latinx Incubator, and we just launched the Black Founders. So we have an incubator for African-American community, too. So it's going to be good for everybody.
That is. That's,
no, that's what we do. I mean, we have a team of 18 folks, full-time 18 folks knocking on doors trying to help business out. You know, we have a contract with Cook County with the COVID Relief Fund, and, you know, we diverted our programming to actually helping businesses survive and giving the proper access and access to capital, which is the biggest need in our communities. So that's what we do, Vince. And, I mean, in a nutshell, we do a lot. But our job is to impact small businesses and make sure the state
Absolutely. Open. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that is one of the commonalities that we've uncovered, especially during this pandemic, that many of our Black and Latino businesses have had a hard time still accessing capital, right, for growth and continuing their business. And I know that, that you have experience as a small business owner, too. Can you tell our listening audience more about how IHCC helps with that?
Yeah, the minority companies, they have an issue asking for money, asking for loans. So first and foremost, we need to teach our minority companies, as Black and Brown, to teach them how to use other people's money. And that's the key to success in business in the United States.
Right.
If you want to grow your business, you got to learn how to utilize your credit line and have access to that capital. When, for example, let me give you a good example.
Yeah.
From the small business, SBA talks about small businesses. They refer to companies of 500 employees or less, right? In our community,
that's a pretty big number, right?
It's a huge number. Yeah. In our communities, Vince, are the top, 90% of our businesses in Black and Brown, in Chicago, less than 20 employees.
Right.
So...
So 520, right? Like, really?
Yeah. So in the whole scope of things, we like a micro, we're not even considered. So we got to make sure we got to understand the reason why our companies are not growing. You know, maybe they're get to a comfort level. Maybe they don't have the proper access to capital, or who knows what it is. So that's one of the things that we've been working on, trying to comprehend the reason why business don't grow.
Yeah.
And to have access to those big programs.
How to nurture those relationships too, right?
Sometimes
it could be about, again, with them feeling that they're smaller than what, or not worthy of having that intimate, or organic relationship to even ask for additional funds so that they can scale and grow. And that's what I know, collectively we want to help facilitate for them.
That's right. And you do pretty good job at that. You make sure you certify companies, and the majority of the companies are with you are companies that got beyond that 20 employees or less, because they have learned how to utilize, the system in the United States or the capital, how to access. Because the more capital you have, the more doors are going to open for you. So, that's at the end of the day, we need to, the number one lesson to small businesses out there is, don't be afraid to ask for a credit line, and don't put up your house. That's another issue that, a lot of businesses start and they close down. Minority companies love to open up food. They love to, they think their mama's food is the greatest, so they open up restaurants, right? You know what I mean?
I do. And mom's food is the greatest now, right?
I know, man. I tell you, bro. I thought about opening up a restaurant with my mom's recipes, but, if the chances of making it are very slim.
Sure.
Maybe 3 out of 10 survive the first couple of years.
Yeah.
But if you use your own money, there goes your house, there goes your patrimony, there goes your kids' college fund.
Absolutely.
Unless you learn how to use your credit lines and use other people's money, which is the financial world, then your patrimony is secure, right? And that's the key in the United States, I believe.
Yeah, for sure. And I also think that, you know, it's critical for us to create this ecosystem of support, you know, for Black and brown entrepreneurs, and also share some of these best practices, right? Because like you said, it's not always about putting up, you know, your personal homes and ruining it, you know, for maybe the longevity, if you will, of your family. It's about learning of these other types of opportunities out there that are available for you to still continue to scale and grow as a business owner.
That's right. I mean, you know, small businesses are not alone. There's right. organizations like yours and I and many others are here to help.
Uh-huh.
So don't be afraid to ask, to get involved. I mean, you know, it's very easy to set up a post and Facebook and say, hope people come. Well, you know, no. At the end of the day, business owners are too busy running a business. They don't have time to check out.
Absolutely.
They get on their social media, right? So you got to knock on doors. You got to make calls. You got to go to B2B, you know, events and promote yourself. Because
absolutely.
Otherwise, you know, you open and hope people
come. You feel
come
like you're on an island then, right? You're operating alone.
That's
and
right.
You definitely don't need that. So for our listeners, Jaime, yeah. how would they be able to find out more information about the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce? What programs you have available? What events are on the horizon? How do I access you?
Yes, you can always visit our website at ihccbusiness.net. And,
okay.
you know, or our social media channels on IACC Business.
Okay.
On Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We have everything there, access to all our programs. And you don't have to be a member to access our programs. Keep in mind that we get funding through the U.S. Federal government and the state to mm-hmm. offer these programs. So those programs are free of charge. You'll never let people charge you for this kind of programs. And
that's phenomenal.
Programs like that.
Yeah.
You know, the SPDC, the Technical Assistance Center for the Tow Wave. If you have a landscaping company, and you're ready to grow, come visit us. No cost at all. We'll help you get, you know, that we'll help you get the proper certifications and start accessing government contracting. You just don't have to be a residential landscaper. You can be doing on the towway, you
uh-huh.
know, mowing those lawns around the highway there. And those are incredible contracts that our community deserves, you know. So, for example, we've been able to unbundle gen contracts from the towway that gives access to minority companies, those little minority companies that actually want to grow.
Right. So providing teaming opportunities and collaborative
right.
opportunities. That's phenomenal.
That's right. You know, and you know, we work with the city, the state, the county, and every other, and the water reclamation district to make sure minority companies have the proper access. And to the listeners out there, every government contract has a minority spend. What that means, you know, let's just say they spend $100, but $20 of $100 needs to go to minority owned companies.
Yes.
So it's a huge opportunity for minority companies to get their hands in contracting.
That is. And so through IHCC, as well as working with us at Chicago MSDC, you're able to get
that's
access
right.
to those opportunities and assistance with the bidding on them, right?
That's right. You guys certify in the private sector, which is huge too. Like,
yeah.
you know, we have sent a lot of our companies, a lot of our members are members of the Chicago MSDC.
Yes, they are.
Because you have the proper channels to get contracts,
you know,
a contract for a company means jobs, means creating wealth. So it's
sustainability
a big circle.
And building, for sure.
It all starts with the three-letter words, J-O-B, right?
I love it. Absolutely, it does. What's next on the horizon? We've got 6 months here that, you know, we've been essentially still hunkered down at home. Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, these next 6 months, you know, of the remainder of 2021, what's on the horizon?
Yeah, we finally, you know, we're like seeing the light, you know, we're like waking up. So we are 100% geared to make sure people come out and
yeah.
start promoting themselves. So we have a rooftop party on July 28th, some more information on the website.
Okay.
You actually going to be my guest then.
Oh, thank you.
And then we're going to have our 30+1 gala anniversary on September 28th. That McCormick place. So,
oh wow, you're going all in.
Yeah, we, you know, last year we had a 30 year anniversary, but
uh-huh.
couldn't do it. But
sure.
now we counted it 30+1.
Huh?
Gala,
you I
know,
like it.
2020 is like erased from my mind. 2020 was a bad year for a lot of folks.
30+1. Well, how would you say that?
30+1.
Masuno. All right, I like that.
So, you know, last year, as you know, a lot of people a lot of businesses shut down. They were wondering what to do with. But we actually pivoted as a chamber because we became very popular.
Yeah.
There's organizations that do good stuff around immigration, around health, around education. Mm-hmm. But there are very few organizations that take care of businesses like yours and ours. So we,
absolutely.
So our holy mission is small businesses.
I love it.
That's what we live that every day. You know, the education is important, but we leave those to the experts. We are experts on small businesses, and that's what we're going to do. Yeah. And we're very focused on doing that. So
I love it, man. I love it. And that's what I also love about, you know, again, the relationship that we have is the fact that we can build this community together. It's inclusive, but then we're also able to measure that impact so that all supporters can start seeing, you know, really this incredible work that we're doing. I share oftentimes how well sometimes I sleep peacefully because you know the difference that you made in some of the lives that you touched, the jobs that you provided, the access to capital that you've given there. And honestly, I mean, I love you for that, brother, because that's what we're doing.
Thank you, man. You know, let me give you a good example to your listeners of the type of work that we did here.
Yeah.
We actually in 2020 helped retain and created over 18,000 jobs, and that's documented. As you know, in the federal, when you have federal government contracts, you need to document everything.
Yeah,
if it's not on paper, it never happens. Yeah. So my team spends half the time reporting stuff. I think they just overwhelm me with paperwork so they can defend their jobs over there on the federal side. But you know,
sounds familiar.
So anyway, you know how it goes.
I do.
And then, you know, because of our efforts, we helped help companies access to over $88 million through PPP and loans and grants and that kind of stuff through our technical assistance center here. So, you know, we're doing the work, and our mission is to help small businesses. We believe that the small businesses are the heart of the community. If the small business goes, there goes the community, right? And you see there's several examples out there in Chicago and in other cities that when the small businesses leave the area, the community just goes unstable. Right? So we got to keep those businesses in the community. We got to keep creating wealth and creating jobs. And the only way to do that is to support them financially. And organizations like yours and I
absolutely
have the mission to do that, you know.
Absolutely, man. I love it. So, Jaime, SBDC, a PTAC, Towway Technical Assistance Program, the Latinx Incubator, and then you said also this new African-American Incubator. What's the name of that one?
Yeah, well, it's formed here in 1871. It just launched last year. I think it's the Black Founders. It's called.
Okay, the Black Founders.
It's over there. You can look it up at 1871.com.
Yeah.
The website at 1871. Yeah, it's not ours, but it's, you know. It's
right. No, it's working in conjunction with it. Absolutely.
That's
right. So again, this is how, again, we create community and share these resources.
This has been phenomenal, man.
Phenomenal.
And then we have a program called Coaching for Growth that we help corporate companies go to the next level. And then we have a partnership with Golden Sachs 10,000.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Mr. Kravitz over there.
That's right, Mr. Yeah, that's right, man. He has a rock star name.
Yeah, man. Randy Kravitz. He would love that, wouldn't he?
I know, man. He does. So he's out there in the city colleges, but, you know, it's a good partner of ours, and we refer a lot of our companies if they want to take the company to the next level. So, you know, if you have a small business out there, get engaged, reach out to the local chambers, to the local Chicago MSDC or our chamber, and at the end of the day, we are here to help, and, you know, you don't need to be a member of us. We are here to help, and that's a model. So please reach out, send us a text, send us a message, give us a call, or log into our website. There's an opportunity there to log in, get engaged, and send us a message.
That's phenomenal. Absolutely. Yeah. Jaime DiPaolo, President and CEO of the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for your partnership, for your advocacy, for your love, for your community, man. This is exactly what I think our listeners need to know of. And again, I'm proud to call you a good friend and continue this work that we're going to do together.
Vince, at the end of the day, we all Chicago, bro. You know, we all this together.
Absolutely.
And you're going to get our companies, our people, you know, the way out. And I think economic development is the ticket, you know?
For sure.
And also education and everything else. But thank you, Vince. I appreciate your time. And, you know, keep up the good work. And at the end, mi casa es su casa.
Ah, Gracias. I love that, man. Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Hashtag Biodiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC on WGN Radio 720. And we've been listening to Jaime DiPaolo, President and CEO of IHCC. You can find out more information about some of the programs and services and resources that they provide as a great advocate here for Chicago MSDC at ihccbusiness.net. Again, that's ihccbusiness.net. Jaime, thanks again, brother. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate your time.
Becoming a strategic partner with Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council puts you in front of other corporations like Allstate, United, AT&T, Walgreens, Northern Trust, AbbVie, and McDonald's. Some of our national members include Amazon, Facebook, Coca-Cola, Worldwide Technologies, and others. And now, back to Hashtag Biodiverse Podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Greetings, you're listening to Hashtag Biodiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC on WGN Radio 720. Today, we have a very special guest, Uzma Kazmi, Senior Vice President of PNC Business Banking, Small Business Market Manager. Uzma, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vince. I'm excited to be here.
Outstanding, yeah. Uzma, you're with PNC Bank, which has a very strong presence here in the Chicago market, and you guys have been so engaged with Chicago MSDC over the years. Can you tell us a little bit, or the listening audience, a little bit about your background and how you got into financial services?
Absolutely. Well, believe it or not, I started my career when most everything was done on paper. So, boy, have we come a long way since then. Yeah, absolutely. But I had the opportunity to work through, you know, different cities across the Midwest. And I spent the bulk of my career with small business owners, which is just my absolute passion and who I love to work with. But throughout my career, I maintained a strong commitment to D&I, to diversity and inclusion. The engagement was very, very important to me as a senior leader to have a pulse on what not only our employees are experiencing, but what our customers are experiencing in the marketplace. And we've always taken that approach that we want to be that rising tide that lifts all boats when it comes to our commitment to diversity and inclusion, and creating that engagement and impact in our teams and in our marketplaces has been a very central force of my career.
That's outstanding, and I love that commitment. We know that during the pandemic, many minority businesses have had particularly more challenges, if you will, from securing the PPP loan to just really pivoting during such strange economic disruptions. And I know that PNC, again, has been very instrumental in staying committed to working with that small business market. Have you found that to be even more the case now during the pandemic?
Oh, absolutely, Vince. I mean, when you look at the impact to small and family-owned businesses, they're the backbone of our communities. And when they struggle, our neighborhoods struggle. Yes. And every day throughout the pandemic, I had a chance to talk to business owners and heard the most gut-wrenching stories from these entrepreneurs, many of them minorities, most of them minorities, about keeping their businesses afloat. And they were more concerned about their employees and their employees' livelihoods than anything else. And PPP allowed us to help keep those businesses around today. So it really was a successful program.
Outstanding, yeah. And I love that, again, you're solidifying those relationships, if you will, that you've had within the community. Because as you said, many small businesses really employ from the community, their employees, and they give back. And it's really creating that strong network that allows us all to sustain ultimately, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of that, like Illinois in particular was one of the top states in PPP lending. The volume of work that PNC did to support small business owners. Of that, 85% of the loans that we processed and registered with the SBA were for small businesses, nonprofits, sole proprietors, you know, those independent contractors with that have less than $5 million in annual revenues. And the registered loans were for fairly small dollar amounts, which again is indicative that they were an instrument to help those micro businesses, those smaller businesses.
Yeah, and that again just lends more fuel to the commitment again that PNC has, if you will, for the community and that sustainability that's keeping it going there too.
I want to acknowledge and thank the work that the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council has done. I mean, you guys play an incredible role in our communities, in connecting people to each other, these entrepreneurs, allowing them to have a network of their own. So it's you know, the benefit, of course, the obvious is to have that designation, but also to be a accelerator for networking for business owners is huge.
Yes, thank you so much. And that's one of the things that we found pretty challenging during this time is normally we're in-person meetings where we're able to make those organic connections face-to-face. And as you know, as a Midwesterner, it's really all about that, right? I need to be able to shake your hand, actually see you, you know, get your energy, if you will, in person. And over the past 18 months, we've had to do this all behind a screen, if you will, over Zoom or something like that. And so it has been particularly challenging to continue these connections, these organic connections in that manner. But we do love the fact that we have the opportunity to still storytell like this and talk about some of the products and resources and services that our strategic partners like PNC and yourself are offering. So that's kind of a great segue. Can you talk to the listening audience a little bit about maybe some of the business banking resources that you guys are currently at?
Absolutely, I'd love to. I think what's most exciting right now is our support of the Navy Pier artisan market.
Yeah.
So as you know, Vince, small businesses are the engine of our economy, and PNC has been sponsoring and supporting several weekends in now. So it's 7 weekends altogether this summer, and it's really to help showcase local business owners from diverse neighborhoods to bring their goods and encourage buyers to hashtag shop local. And this pop-up artisan market, it's just a fantastic way to showcase the diverse small business owners, entrepreneurs. We're thrilled to help support, you know, you've got creative artists, jewelry makers, pottery makers, knickknack makers, and they are all minority-owned business owners.
That's powerful.
Who are representing just a whole segment of Chicago's diverse neighborhoods. I would say from Woodlawn to Ravenswood, Pilsen, Humboldt Park. But supporting these events, we can all do our part to help businesses thrive and help them get the platform and the stage that they need to deliver their goods and services, get their word out. And what's really heartwarming is just today, you know, we received some emails from some of the business owners who had the opportunity to present at the artisan market, and they were just so grateful. They said they had a great day. They, again, got the opportunity to network with others, showcase their goods, have this platform to be out there and visible in the community.
That's phenomenal.
So it feels really good to support that.
Oh, yeah, that is so rewarding, especially, again, going into the South and the West Side communities here in Chicago, where we know that entrepreneurs exist. But again, how do they get these various platforms so that they can continue to prosper and scale and grow, if you will? So I love that intentionality, if you will, that PNC is doing with that, with this artisan market there. Any other types of programs or events that PNC or that you yourself are doing in regards to working with underserved communities or the minority community?
Absolutely. I would say, number one, we've been very committed to engaging and supporting diverse business segments over the years. At my time at PNC, it's never been a, you know, like a burst of energy around this and then it goes away. It's been something that's been incredibly consistent and a strong commitment for us. And supporting diverse suppliers has been very, very important and a critical priority. So we have actually a certification program, and it's a portal that helps certify diverse businesses which meet the PNC supply supplier diversity certification. And it really helps them to consider, or I should say PNC to consider, purchasing from these diverse suppliers that are represented in our market. Our annual spend, just to give you an idea of the power of this, it's $358 million with diverse suppliers in 2020.
That's a great number.
And that includes, yeah, that includes small and diverse owned businesses. So again, it's a really exciting opportunity for these business owners to get certified with PNC. Another thing I would mention is the Minority Business Development Department. That's a new launch that is taking place next month. And it's essentially a new portal that's going to be dedicated to providing the important tools and resources to enable that financial wellness for emerging businesses in our minority communities. So I know that's a mouthful, but when you think about it for a minute, think about that emerging business owner, that entrepreneur that is about to take this important step of launching their business, and they do not have the tools and resources that are necessary for them to be competitive. And especially in this changed world, that's what we're really going to be instrumental in providing through, you know, dedicated bankers, advocacy partners, and technology to really help empower them, to educate them, and accelerate that entrepreneurial growth and success. So this piece, I am so incredibly excited about, Vince, because this is a dedicated effort to minority business owners.
That is. That's great. And honestly, if there's a way that Chicago MSDC can help assist with that, please don't hesitate to reach out and know that you have a partner with us to get in front of the minority businesses to share this financial literacy piece. That's been critical. And we again know that more minority businesses don't have access to those resources. So you can count on us too for this partnership of continuing that growth. That really, really speaks volumes to your commitment to the community and to the work that we're continuing to do as thought leaders and servant leaders, if you will, within this space.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will take you up on that offer. And you know, Vince, that on a national level, PNC's been supporting MSDC, and on a local level, our very own Patrick McGee is a committee member on the MSDC Chicago Business Opportunity Fair, and he speaks very highly of it. And so, again, our partnership is key to help lifting up these entrepreneurs, these minority business owners.
Yeah, we appreciate and we value that, and we thank Patrick and yourself and PNC, too, for their continued support of the council and all of the efforts that we're doing together. For our listeners that are interested in becoming a part of not just the certification program, but also learning more about the minority business financial literacy piece that you mentioned, how would they access that?
So this is a launch that's going to take place. We are literally on the cusp of going live with this.
Okay.
It should be available on our website through PNC.com.
Okay.
And we're going to have several different outlets to kind of spread the word and get the message out. So look out for it on PNC.com, and it should be coming very soon.
Okay. I love that. I love that. Any additional parting words for our listening audience, Uzma? You've shared some great, valuable information about your commitment, your experience with small businesses, which again speaks volumes to your character and the organization that you represent, and then all of these great programs and resources that PNC is currently offering too.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I guess I would just leave with that we are here to be in the community, to support the community, to help financial wellness amongst our minority business owners, our entrepreneurs, our rising entrepreneurs, and just express how important they are to our community. And we're here to help them be the best that they can be.
That's phenomenal. Outstanding. Listeners, you have been listening to Uzma Kasmi, Senior Vice President, Small Business Market Manager with PNC Bank. Uzma, thank you so much for your time, for your dedication, for your expertise, and ultimately your commitment to small businesses, minority businesses, and the communities that we're serving. I'm so honored to have you on the Hashtag Biodiverse podcast, sharing this information, and I look forward to your continued engagement as well.
Thank you, and thank you for everything that you're doing to support our communities.
Hi, this is Vince Williams, and you're listening to the Chicago MSDC Minute. The 2021 Dolores Saxton Walker Scholarship Classic will be held on Monday, August 16, 2021, at White Eagle Golf Course in Naperville. Every year, the Chicago MSDC invites local minority business enterprises, corporate members, and advocates of supplier diversity to join our fundraising efforts to support school scholars and provide an excellent opportunity to network with new and familiar faces. This scholarship goes to a Chicago Public School student, and it's awarded the Dolores Saxton Walker Scholarship Fund. It offers these stipends to grow certified minority business enterprises attending Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Business and NMSDC's Executive Management Program. To find out more information about the 2021 Dolores Saxton Walker Scholarship Classic that's held on Monday, August the 16th at White Eagle Golf Course in Naperville, sponsorship opportunities, or to register for a foursome, contact us at www.chicagomsdc.org. You've been listening to Hashtag Buy Diverse, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. www.chicagomsdc.org.